He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It's the Friday, 5-10, May the 10th, 2019, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I keep telling Alan Greenspan not to call me during the show. He just doesn't get the message. Come on, Mr. Greenspan. Anyways, we've got, well, you know what? We're going to go into the weekend with a frown here, it looks like, with doesn't sound like any progress other than the tariffs going into effect. I felt it right at midnight. I felt the earthquake a little bit. And that was a scream coming from China as their tariffs go up from 10% on 20 to 25% on boats leaving the harbor. Okay, so it's any boats leaving the China harbor, boats that are already en route. Okay, see, we have a way to track ships. I've looked into that. You can track a ship and know exactly where it's at. Tariffs go from 10 to 25% on $200 billion in Chinese good, and the market's a little grumpy this morning again, but all in all, there's been very little damage done to the market this week. The Dow is down 150 today. That's 0.6 of 1%. We're at 25,675. The S&P 500 is down 17 points. That's 0.6 of 1%. The NASDAQ is down 54 right now, 0.7 of 1%, 78.57. The Russell 2000, look at that. It's only down 3 points. Are they saying that small cap stocks aren't as impacted by tariffs as the large multinationals? Maybe. Crude oil's up 11 cents to $61.81. Gold's up $1.70 to $12.87. Let's see what the bond market's doing. It's flat today, 2.45%, yawning over this tariff raise. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers, plural. We've got Bill Gunderson here with 22 years of experience in the business, and Paul Carlson, who's got about 10 years on me in experience in the business, 32 years. You might want to give a listen as we've been through a lot of different markets in our days in the business, and we've seen a lot of down days, a lot of down weeks. We've seen major bear markets. We've seen major bull markets, just about everything. Just when you say, I've seen about everything, something new comes along, tariffs. But we will take a look at it. We want to say hello to Tampa this morning. Tampa, we have our show in Tampa now. I love the Tampa listeners. We were there before. I don't know why I ever left Tampa. Got a good crowd down there, but we're back. And we will be in Sarasota. We're leaving Monday after the show to spend Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in Sarasota. I'm flying, and you're flying in your Tesla. I'm flying Delta. We'll see who gets there first. And we'll be meeting with folks on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Wednesday night workshop at the Hyatt Regency near downtown Sarasota. Lots of parking. It's a good spot to have a workshop. We had a lot of fun there a couple years ago when I appeared there and did my workshop. To reserve a seat to the workshop, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Also, if you'd like to see if there's any slots left, appointments with myself and Paul, while we're there during the day after 10 a.m., when 11 a.m. when the radio show is over, you can check with Edie at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Well, you know, yesterday, we actually went positive at the end of the day yesterday. In fact, Paul, we were up, you know, maybe 0.4%, somewhere in that neighborhood. Even though the markets were down, the stocks did pare their losses. Trump still sees a possible China deal, but he has definitely tightened the thumbscrews. Is that a good way to put it? He has tightened the thumbscrews on China. A 25% tariff, that's pretty extreme, that they're going to have to pay to the U.S. for the right to ship their goods to us. It won't be when it arrives in our port. It will be when it leaves their port in China, and those goods are going to cost. I mean, you would think that pretty much kills their profit margin.
Well, it's going to be expensive, isn't it, for everyone?
How can the Chinese afford to pay a 25% tariff and still make money on the goods? Now, we'll either stop, they'll quit shipping their goods, the prices of their goods will go up. We'll just have to see how this all plays out. But it's certainly going to make their goods much less desirable to purchase here in America. You know what? Listen, from my perspective, there's a lot of crap that comes from China. I bought just some inflatable pool toys, right? Every one of them was defective from Walmart.
Right.
From
they don't Walmart. Last long if they're even working in the first place.
Yeah.
Right.
You get a barbecue from Home Depot, it's garbage. It's just crap. It's cheap crap. But, you know, pardon my English. That's the way I see it. And so we'll see where this all leads. Well, President Trump has been busy tweeting this morning. He says that President Xi Jinping wrote him a beautiful letter and that the two leaders may speak soon. The comments came as China's delegation, they're meeting right now. I just saw them go into their huddle today, their conference room. I don't know if they'll have a food fight. I don't know if it'll be friendly. I don't know if it'll be hostile. But they will be talking again today. They're scheduled to leave tonight, the Chinese delegation. They either go home without a deal, which seems like the most likely scenario at this point, awaiting further enlightenment from their leaders, or they, with the thumbscrews put to them, they hash out a deal today. I don't really see that scenario happening today, but Chinese goods, 25% from 10%, went into effect at midnight. Now, the global markets pretty much just shrugged this off.
Right.
In fact, China was up 3% overnight. Hong Kong was up 0.8%. London was up 0.5%. Paris was up 0.7%. Frankfurt up 0.7%. So the global markets don't seem to be telegraphing that they fear a global slowdown, at least not at this point. And I would add also, Paul, as you look at the reaction by the bond market doesn't necessarily see a big slowdown in the global economy, does it?
No, because you'd see yields falling faster.
That's, yeah, you'd market. See a big rush into the bond market, which we're not seeing.
Right.
And another big plus for the bond market today is that we had the CPI come out, and very benign. Absolutely. I mean, there's just not any inflation. That's going to keep the Fed at bay, and that continues to create a favorable environment for fixed income. Well, let's see what else we have here. Core CPI gain of 0.1%, which trails estimates. This is even lower than expected.
That's right.
Well, it's finally here. Uber, Duber, Super Uber is finally here. It's going to come public sometime today. They have priced the shares at $45 per share. Does that mean if I put in an order right now, Paul, for 100 shares of Uber, that I'm going to get it at $45 per share?
I guarantee you will not. You'll pay a lot more.
A lot more, exactly. How come I can't get any? We tried, didn't we?
We did.
We looked into getting some shares, but Ameritrade doesn't seem to be involved in a lot of IPOs. So you would literally have to have an account with one of the underwriters. Is that a fair statement?
Right, and it's the best customers that get an allocation.
Yeah, it's the big guys, the big right? That if you've got $10 million with Merrill Lynch, you're probably going to get 100 shares of that uber-duber, super-duber today. It's going to price at $45 per share, which gives the company a valuation of $82 billion. So, you know, there's a whole list of celebrities that are in this thing that under a dollar per share, and they are celebrating today. They just got richer than a lot of these celebrities by being investors in some of the early rounds of Uber. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about General Electric for a minute. Their bonds are up 11% this year. How do you make money in bonds like this? More on that when we come back. It's Bill Gunderson along with Paul Carlson.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades and all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Friday. It's a freaky Friday once again with, this China tariff talk has been in the news for too long. But it just seems to me like they're not dealing in good faith. You know, when you come in and make a bunch of agreements, and you get it down to paper, and then all of a sudden you come along and undo all of those agreements. That's not dealing in good faith, in my book. And I don't know if they're capable of dealing in good faith. Only time will tell. We'll see what kind of thumbscrew pressure they finally give into, if ever. But right now they've got 20% tariffs that they've got to pay to the United States Treasury for anything that leaves their ports bound for the U.S. of A. Okay, I want to talk just a minute about individual bonds. Now, I've always said I am not a fan of bond funds, because you're really, really at the mercy of interest rates in bond funds. You can't hold those individual bonds to maturity. But I've always said, well, look, if you're going to own individual bonds to maturity, you don't really care what interest rates do between the time you buy the bond and the time you cash the bond in, because you're going to buy the bond for 100 and you're going to sell the bond for 100 at maturity. And in between, even though it fluctuates, as long as you're going to hold that bond to maturity, there's really not an issue there. Well, GE's 10 largest outstanding U.S. bonds are up an average of 11.7% in the new year. The question is, or the point is, and Paul's going to explain this, there's two ways to make money in individual bonds. What are the two ways of making money?
One is if interest rates fall, and the other is if the credit rating is improved, or in this case, just maintained. So they maintain their BBB investment rating. The market had been concerned that they would be downgraded for cash flow issues and how the company was operating. But now that they've clarified their plan, they've gone ahead and reiterated the BBB investment rating, and the bonds went up, as Bill said, 11.73%.
Yeah. Okay, so there's two ways that you can actually capitalize and make money on individual bonds, because they do trade every day just like a stock, and they do fluctuate. They rise and fall with the fortunes of the company. We have done a lot of research. We've gone into hundreds of Best Stocks Now, and we have hand-selected about 10 right now. And those 10 have a yield somewhere in the 4.1, 4.2 area, okay? You're going to get your principal back at the end of the term. What was the average duration?
It's about 7 3/4 of a year.
Something like that. And, of course, along the way, they're liquid. There's no big commissions to pay. You know, the market today is trying to steer you into alternative investments that aren't correlated with the stock market. And they've come up with all kinds of products like non-traded REITs and other different kinds of alternative investments that pay the brokers massive commissions, and they're illiquid.
Sounds like an annuity.
Yeah, and the non-traded right. REITs are a very popular so-called non-correlated asset, although we see that the REIT index went down over 30% in the bear market of 2008. How is that non-correlated?
Right.
In addition to that, they're illiquid until there's a liquidity event. They have to go public or they have to be bought out. And there's a huge commission to pay up front. Why would you buy a non-traded REIT when there's hundreds and hundreds of publicly traded REITs that are totally liquid? Well, Wall Street is always figuring out a way to line their pockets and their brokers' pockets with money. And I don't play that game at Gunderson Capital Management. To me, a much better solution for safe money and money that is not as correlated as other things are to the stock market, I watch the ETF TLT, which is long-term treasuries, in 2008. I watched that thing go up 26% that year. So it's also a pretty good way to bear-proof your portfolio. And there's a couple of ways that these bonds, we're going to trade this portfolio. We're not going to just sit for 7-8 years and sit on our thumbs. If there's an event like this event in GE where it's all they did was maintain their credit rating and the bonds are up 11%, if we get an event like that in one of these approximately 10 bonds that we own, we'll take the profit.
Right.
And we'll go in and buy something else. So, and you know what? The lineup, we'll just give one example. Netflix.
We did the Netflix the other day. Another good one was... Oh, Broadcom.
Don't give away too many now.
Okay.
One more.
Okay. So
Broadcom.
Broadcom. It's 4.5% yield to maturity, 7.5 years to maturity, and it's just a notch below investment grade.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best stocks now.
Yeah. And it's the best stock now that I own in my premier growth portfolio, one of the great growth stories in the whole world today. So for those of you, you know, that can't take the 15, 20% swings, we had a 20% swing in October in the market. The S&P went down 20% in October. And, you know, you're at retirement, you're nearing retirement, or you got a chunk of money that's just sitting in the bank, rotting, you know, through inflation, the inflation termites, you can hear them chewing into your principal at night. This is a really, really good alternative. And of course, it's going to be tightly managed by us on a daily basis. We have a very low fee structure for this new portfolio. So I think it's a solution for a lot of people that listen to us. Don't fall for the non-correlated asset pitch. REITs are definitely correlated to the market. Just look at the REIT index in 2008. You don't want to be paying big commissions for alternative investments that line the pockets of Wall Street and are illiquid. They're private investments that there's no liquidity in them until there's a liquidity event. A bond portfolio is totally liquid at any time. You need the money? You know, it's liquid. Anyway, so that's a new portfolio. You'll be hearing more and more about that. Kind of a safe money, non-correlated, low fee, no commission, professionally managed, and it's tied to Best Stocks Now. What could be better? Well, anyways, I noticed this. I like this story. I agree with this story. In fact, I want to lead off when we come back with this story. There's a certain group of stocks in the market that are really rallying, have really rallied this past week, because I would say they're non-correlated to the China-U.S. trade standoff.
Yeah.
And they're cheap because they've sold off recently. We'll talk about that sector and a few individual stocks in that sector when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson along with Safe Money, Paul Carlson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Tin Soldiers and Donald coming. 50%, 25% tariffs. Do I hear 50% tariffs?
He hinted that he might go higher.
Oh, I think he would. 100%. It's a
negotiation,
you know?
Tactic.
Yeah, yeah, there's no limit on what he can do. Well, who's it going to harm? Who's it going to help? And who's unaffected by it? I'd have to say that one sector that I saw quite a bit of buoyancy in here this past week was the healthcare sector. I mean, does this really impact Anthem or United Healthcare or WellCare or others like that? No, it doesn't impact them whatsoever. Medicare for All would impact them, but the Chinese-U.S. trade standoff does not impact them at all. In fact, Citigroup is now agreeing with Bill Gunderson, or I'm agreeing with them. I don't know which way it went. But Citigroup is bullish on managed care players. And I still own a few, and I own an ETF, IYH, which is the managed healthcare sector, all-in-one ETF. But you know me, I like to cherry pick that ETF because there's a lot of dogs in the managed care player field. Cigna, for instance. I don't want to own Cigna. There's others that I would rather own that have been consistent alpha deliverers to investors over the years. They're just got better management. What can I say? And I'll just mention one here, of course, United Healthcare out of Minnesota, which is off of its high, about 50 points. It's gone from 287 down to 237. It recently hit bottom at about 215 during all the Bernie Care scare talk that was going on. And now it's recovering and it's back to 237. And I find it to be a very, very inexpensive stock at this point in time. And it pays a good dividend, which I guess, you know, from the bond portfolio, if you want to step up one level in risk, you're talking about dividend, large cap dividend paying stocks. And I've tried to develop portfolios, you know, very limited number, right? I basically have four. And now this is the fifth, the income bond portfolio for the faint of heart. if you're not faint of heart, you know, and you need growth, all right, then you want to own the very, very best growth stocks you can find. And but a level up from that would be dividend payers. These are more mature companies, the Apples and the Costcos of the world. They're not growing by 30-40% anymore. They're growing by 10-12%, and they're paying a 2-3% dividend yield. They tend to be a little bit more stable in a sell-off in the market. Why? Because as a dividend payer sells off, the yield goes up. That's the way it works. That's how that dynamic works. The yield goes up when the stock goes down. So if you've got a $20 stock paying a 50 cent dividend, okay, and all of a sudden the stock goes down to 18 and it's still paying that 50 cent dividend, you just had the dividend yield go up. So they kind of weather down markets better. They're less volatile than a pure growth stock, such as an Amazon, for instance. So I also have a kind of a middle portfolio there, which is dividend payers, blue chip dividend players, but I want total return. I don't want the big fat dividend. Why don't I want AT&T at 6%, Paul?
Because it's not growing. It's actually, earnings are going down.
Yeah, and the stock has been going down. Stocks follow earnings, and if you've got a big company like AT&T where their earnings are actually shrinking, the stock's going to shrink, and it's going to eat up whatever yield you're getting from the dividend. You know, I see that mistake made all the time. I see more than enough articles that make me sick on Seeking Alpha about companies that pay big dividends and why you should own them. Well, I don't believe you should own them. They're paying a big dividend for a reason. They're not growing anymore. And in many cases, not only are they not growing – They are shrinking. So anyways, the healthcare sector has some good dividend payers, and it's rather cheap right now. And from my perspective, it's not impacted by this current trade war that's taking place. Do we have any news from, I guess we don't yet, from Uber? Uber has not priced yet. What does it mean when they're balancing? This is at a post, right? Some post there on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. What's going on there, Paul?
Well, you have a specialist, and you have the traders, the brokers that come to fill the orders. Which now is basically a big computer, but
you mean you don't have a guy with a notepad anymore?
Nope.
Ah, dang it! And he's trying to
match up.
He's trying to find where that point is.
Equilibrium.
Right? And that we would anticipate that stock finally coming out. I don't know, in the next couple of hours, I would say, when he's finally figured out. He's looking at the orders from the secondary market, the right. demand for it on the second. So it could open much higher than that $45 price. And, of course, those people that got in on the IPO, they're hoping that it opens at $60. That's a nice little pop right out of the gate if you can get that. Well, who's going to be impacted? Morgan Stanley says Apple could be impacted by this standoff with their China reliance could cause its EPS to drop by about 23%.
Wow.
Or $3 in fiscal year 1920 in the worst case tariff scenario. Apple would have to raise the price of the iPhone XS by $160. Now, there's a good example. What do you think the basic price of an iPhone XS is today?
I don't know, but I would guess in the $500-$600 range.
Yeah, maybe even more than
maybe
that.
Maybe more.
Maybe $800 or $900. Well, $160 is a pretty big hike.
Mm.
That's going to be felt by the consumer, and the consumer probably, will, the demand for that XS phone would go down. And that could cut into Apple's earnings. How is Apple taking today's news? It's down a little bit. It's down 3.8%. It's sitting on its support. In fact, Apple is sitting on its 50-day moving average. You notice that there?
Yes, I do.
Is it going to pierce it? Is it going to bounce? That's that's a flip of a coin right now. All right, companies in the news, we are at the tail end of earnings season. I made the comment to Paul this morning. It's all kind of all the unicorns that are reporting earnings today. A lot of little micro caps and foreign stocks and whatnot, but there's still a few. As of last Friday, 76% of the S&P 500 had reported earnings, and I'm going to guess by today, when I look at the numbers, and I'll be updating that in my newsletter today, I'm going to guess about 90% of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings. And what it boils down to are two numbers. That's what I'll be looking at, and that's what I'll be reporting on in the newsletter this weekend. What are the earnings estimates? Where do they stand right now for this year, 2019? This is aggregate, all the 500 companies in the S&P 500, and next year's earnings estimates, because that's what has been driving the market for the last 10 years. Earnings have been increasing for the last 10 years, and the indexes have been following those earnings for the last 10 years. And they will continue to follow not only the earnings, but earnings expectations. What happens immediately when a company lowers their expectations for next year?
People sell the stock.
Immediately. Okay? So if you don't believe that they don't follow expectations, just watch what happens when a company lowers its expectations. And conversely, we've had a few companies here. Today we have JD.com. Raising their expectations, company goes up immediately as those expectations are altered one way or another. And I will be reporting in this week's newsletter whether the expectations for this year, 2019, we've got over half a year left to go, have been going up, going down, and more importantly, 2020. Where are we at now with 2020? And I'll be updating my target price on the S&P 500. When we come back, a quick note on the weed stocks, and then we'll get into our featured stock of the day.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour for what has been a pretty eventful week here on Wall Street. Woo, boy, international trade has been at the top of the news feed all week long. Markets don't like uncertainty. In the end, we are not dependent upon China for our economy. I mean, when I go to Cracker Barrel for dinner, you know, it has nothing to do with the Chinese and our trade with them. Now, when I go to Home Depot or when I go to Walmart and buy some trinkets and whatnot, and there's a different story there. And I would say that the vast majority of the S&P 500 companies have very little to do with China. And I heard Wilbur Ross in an interview one day say that, you know what, it's less than 0.2% of our GDP, less than 0.2%, somewhere in there. So anyways, you know, I still think that the 10-year bull is well intact, at least for now. I will be looking at the current earnings estimates today and be reporting in the newsletter over the weekend. And if you're new to Gunderson Capital Management, I write a newsletter. It's my internal resource, research. It's the tributaries and streams of the river that flow into the river called the U.S. economy that I go down every single week myself. I look for the ranking of the asset classes. Do you know there's only two asset classes right now out of 33 that are really dominating this market, and it's been that way for a long time? Are you in those two asset classes? How about sectors of the market? You know what? Before I go out fishing, I want to report where they're at and where they're getting them and what they're getting them on. I want to narrow down my search, and it's the same in narrowing down that big stock market to the sectors where the winners are located right now. It continues to be a very narrow market where you find the leadership in the market. And then, of course, I want to get down to the individual stocks. Give me some names. Give me some waypoints. Give me some GPS coordinates. And that's what I do in the newsletter every single weekend. You're getting inside dope from a fishing guide who spends his day every single day watching the tide, the currents, the water temperature, the water clarity, the habits of the fish. And I report back to you in my newsletter every week. It is a labor of love. I put a lot of work into that thing. I get more out of it than anybody, I think. I hope you get something out of it too. But I offer 2 free weeks of the full Monty. You can see how our portfolios are performing this year. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST to get 2 free weeks of my full Monty Python newsletter. All right. Well, I'm told that we're getting a bigger room in Sarasota to handle the demand. Don't worry. There's plenty of room. We'll make sure we accommodate everybody comfortably. But if you'd like to see the traveling show next week, we'll be in Sarasota. We'll be in town. The circus is coming to town in Sarasota, not the Ringling Brothers. To reserve a spot to the workshop, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com, or to reserve a one-on-one appointment with myself and Paul Carlson. Talk about our different portfolios and the way we manage money and our current take on the market. You're not happy with where you're at now. If you don't think they are watching the markets closely enough, make an appointment to see us, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Featured stock of the day is one that I bought because I think they have a very bright future, $42 billion company, JD.com. They are handling a lot of the online store for Walmart. And, of course, Walmart is trying to keep up with Amazon as far as online sales go. I know Walmart's online portion is growing quite rapidly, but it's coming at the expense of their store. Okay, it's kind of a trade-off there. But JD is kind of a nuts and bolts company, picks and shovel company to the online retailers. And JD has been growing very rapidly. They're looking for 69% growth in earnings this year, 59% growth in earnings next year. That is excellent for a large cap company. I consider this to be one of the premier large cap growth companies in the world today. JD came along, they reported earnings today, they had a very good quarter, excellent quarter. The stock was up 9% this morning, it's now up about 5%, but they beat by 40 cents. Their revenues were up 21% year over year, that's their sales, and their earnings year over year were up, let's see, let me get back to JD here. Their earnings were up 200% year over year. That's my cup of Chinese tea there, boy. JD, JD.com. We own it not in all of our growth accounts. Our aggressive growth, or ultra growth, and our premier growth portfolio, because it kind of straddles the line of being a large cap and a mid cap stock. So it fits in both, and we're happy with the results. I will be updating my 5-year target price on the stock today, and we'll see where the ranking comes in after I do that when the app updates overnight. All right. Well, you know what? We're going into a weekend on a sour note in the market. I haven't seen a whole lot of damage done to the leadership stocks. It's been a little bit painful. Yes, it's painful for you. It's painful for us. But we've been through this together many times over the last 10 years. I haven't led you astray yet as far as the overall bull market goes. And as of now, I don't see the end of the bull market. Sometimes you just have to grip your armchair a little bit. And my buddy used to say, you got to Navy SEAL it. You got to be a Navy SEAL and enter a little bit of pain. Because look at what the reward has been. S&P has gone from 660 to 3,000 over the last 10 years. And as of now, it looks like it goes higher to me. Hey, to get the newsletter, to reserve a spot to Sarasota.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.